Our guest on our program is our Boone County Auditor, Commissioner of Elections, Diane Patrick. Good to have you here.
Thanks, Jim.
Well, what's going on? No.
it's pretty boring around my office.
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks away.
Well, and let's say that's election number two when people actually go to the polls.
Yes.
Because election number one's already going on.
It is for sure. We are busy, busy.
Did you get a lot of people standing in line? Like, I mean, they showed the pictures of some of the places like down in the metro where people were in line waiting to cast their ballot early. Did you have some too?
Or? We did have lines, yes. Hopefully we were moving in through pretty quickly, but there were lines. I'm not going to deny that.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what they were waiting for. Yep. Got it done. I don't know if they thought that the ads were going to stop or what was going to happen. Maybe
I don't know.
People were going to quit calling.
Maybe.
The big things, I mean, there are a lot of different things. First of all, those that were going to request mail-in ballots, if they haven't mailed in that application yet, don't worry, don't try.
Right. It's too late to mail it to us right now. Today at 5 p.m. is our cutoff for receiving those requests. So if you want an absentee ballot mailed to you, it needs to come to our office, so be dropped off today before 5 p.m. when we close. We are actually open an extra half hour today. Okay. So that could be dropped off. We do offer curbside. So if somebody can't come into the courthouse, if they want to pull up there, give us a call, we'll run down and grab that from them, and we will still be able to mail one today.
So, but that's at 5 today. Otherwise, they can still come into the office.
Right.
Come in early.
Yeah. The fact that we can't mail any more ballots after today does not mean that people cannot vote before Election Day. We still have in-person absentee voting at the courthouse every minute that we're open between now and the day before the election. So anybody in the county can come in. If you're not registered, you can register to vote. You can vote. It is still an absentee ballot. You're still going to have to fill out a request form. You're going to be able, you can't leave with that ballot. It has to be voted at our office and left there. It doesn't get counted. It gets put into my vault, our election vault, until Election Day. And then on Election Day, our absentee team, just like all the ones that got mailed out, those people will come in, open those ballots, and then they'll get counted on Election Day.
And don't forget to sign the yellow square.
Right, or we'll be calling you to
come and
do
sign
it
the
again.
Yellow square.
Yes.
There is that part. And that's just one of those typical, a lot of times people that's oversight on there.
Right.
I know you always get some.
Yep, we always have a few little things. Now it seems more on the side of requesting that ballot. Especially today, if you're dropping one off, make sure that it is complete. Fill every section of that thing out, because if you forget to mark which election it's for or you don't put the date on there, we cannot mail you a ballot till we have a complete form. Mm-hmm. So we still have a few people that we've mailed out, you know, and let them know, hey, we didn't, and we need those people also to get back to us today. Get that taken care of.
Yep. And again, that's part of the state law.
That's all state law. I don't get to make that stuff up. I don't get to ignore it. I have to follow what they've given me.
All right. So we've got all of the voting going on. And that'll keep going. Now, are you going to have, prior to the election, usually I'm looking at my calendar here. So the weekend, Saturday the 2nd.
Yes, okay. There is voting. We'll start at 7 a.m. and we have to go till 5 p.m. We don't have to be open that long, but we choose to because I think it's an Iowa State home game. And we seem to get some people that come in early at 7 a.m. before they go tailgate.
Yeah.
So we try to be open as long as we can on that day. We will. Is that
it's homecoming.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Yeah.
So everybody's going to be.
So we try to open early to accommodate everybody.
Okay.
And we'll be there on that day. So if somebody can't come during the week, they can still come on Saturday.
All right. So the other one, because I always thought we were pretty good about voter registration and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
And we do have a high percentage. Not everybody goes and votes.
Right.
That's what it is. But presidential elections tend to draw more out.
Yep.
What kind of issues are you running into on registrations and things like that? Because that gets time consuming.
It does. The one thing that we have right now is there is a big misconception or something out there that voters have been put into an inactive status, which will affect their ability to vote. And that is not true at all. The processes for the state, according to state law, did change a couple of years ago, where we do use inactive as an administrative tool. There's a series of of steps to get people to keep our voter rolls clean. And so, like, if somebody doesn't vote every other year, whatever, then they're going to become inactive. It doesn't change anything for that person. If they show up to vote, it puts them right back into that active status.
Sure.
If they request an absentee ballot, they become active again. Anytime they interact with our office, it automatically activates them again.
Okay.
So they don't even need to know that they're inactive. But for some reason, people are afraid that it's going to mean they can't vote because they're inactive. So we have people that are continuously going in and using the DOT site to activate or to reactivate their absentee or their voter status. Yes. And that creates a lot of redundant work for us, a lot of time that we don't have to spend doing that. So if people want to use the tools to see if they're already, you know, active or registered or whatever, you know, those are out there too. And if they could use those and not be continuously making us go through the process of updating their record, that would be amazing.
Because every time they do it, you do have to go through, and it's just go right through the whole process over again.
Yeah, because we need to make sure that they haven't changed anything. Because if you do want to update your address or something like that, it's a great tool to use so that we have you ready on election day, and we know we'll send you a card that tells you where your new polling site is or something like that.
Yeah.
Definitely for those situations, use that. That is very helpful for us. It's helpful for you as the voters, and you know, we want that to be utilized. But if you don't need it, please don't use it.
No, I would imagine that's because you could have one person just taking all day, every day, going through people that have already been registered, are still active, and then they just keep going through that process.
Right. They just want to make sure, well, that creates some work on our side. And it also costs the taxpayers a little money because we have to mail out a card.
Sure.
So, you know, postage is expensive. Those little cards and envelopes are expensive. So, you know, you're looking at probably $1.50, at least not counting our time to do that.
So if you're one of those that ends up getting like three cards, you didn't really need to do that. I'm sorry.
Right.
And anybody who's actually voted in any kind of election in the last couple of years, really.
Right. You're good.
You're good.
Yep. Yeah. Unless you've moved.
Unless
or something.
They read it on social media somewhere that said, "Oh, you're going to be inactive, and they're going to take your right to vote away." Well, that won't happen. Yeah, because all they got to do is show up.
Right.
Even if they show up at the poll and they haven't voted in the last couple of years.
Yep. You won't even know that you were inactive.
Yeah.
It's a behind the scenes tool that we use. So.
And I know there are times where you have to, every so often, you got to go through the list and say.
Yeah. So what happens is, say they're inactive for two cycles. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to send out a postcard that says, "Hey, do you still live here? Do you still want to be registered to vote here?" And then if the voter fills that out and sends it back to us, they're automatically put back to an active status, even if they didn't vote in that time. Or if they did move away, it's a way that we're going to get that postcard back saying, "Hey, they don't live there anymore."
Sure.
Then we'll know to reach out and say, "Did you move somewhere else? Do you still want to be registered here?" You know, it's a tool that we use to keep track of all those changes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And everybody thought elections were so simple.
Oh, they are not simple.
They are not. And you do now at some point, I don't know, have you already gone through you've already tested a lot of your, you've got some new equipment, don't
we
you?
We did a couple of years ago. Well, in the primary, our check-in equipment changed. So we've had one run with it. So now we're using it for a big election. But it used to be when you'd go to vote, you'd walk up to the table and we had laptops and it ran one kind of software. Well, that we had switched. We had a little bit of money left from the ARPA funds.
The recovery funds.
Yes, that the Board of Supervisors generously let us use to update this equipment because everything we had was over 10 years old and it was time. So now we have an iPad-based check-in system that is so quick and easier to use. The voters like it. Our election workers love it. Yeah. So and so the staff in the office, we are really pleased with it too. So it's a quick process to get you checked in when you go on election day.
Okay.
Yep.
It won't be hard at all.
Let's hope not. Keep our fingers crossed. Yeah. It's still technology. So,
and,
you know.
And for those that wonder, no, it's not on the internet.
Not on the internet. Nothing is on the internet. But you were talking about our other equipment that we've had for a couple of years now. It was just an upgrade from the same systems we've used. A lot more compact and a lot easier to move around. We're kind of streamlining to get the election equipment out on election or the day before the election and then back to the courthouse is a lot easier process now. So that's all going great. It's nice when you have updated stuff.
And then the other part of it is you do have paper ballots.
We do have paper ballots. Yeah, everything is we can follow that vote. Once it's in there, if there's a question about how the results came out, we can always do recounts to see, to make sure that our equipment, we do test it before election day, make sure that all those machines are working the way they're supposed to. We test after election day to make sure that the results came back the way they're supposed to. But if there is a question, we have the actual physical ballots that people voted. Nobody's changing those. We can always recount them. And we do have a chain of custody. Everything has to be all sealed up and signed. Nobody's messing with those. So,
all right. So we have our election, all your election workers. And I know you've gone through a lot of training with all of them.
We have, yeah.
We got the watchers, the poll watchers. We've always had poll watchers.
Yeah, it's not something that we get very much of in Boone County. Yeah. I think I have pretty good working relationship with people of both parties. There's a lot of people that are involved in the election process, so they see that. I use people that are very involved on both sides to help with those things. So hopefully they're very, that they trust our processes and stuff, and we're very transparent. Anybody that wants to see anything, they're come down and we will show you. We have nothing to hide. We want to educate people, so I don't think we have any issues with that. But there are people that want to be involved, and that is totally a party thing. Yeah. So that you wouldn't call my office if you wanted to be a poll watcher. You call the party, and then they would tell you if that's something that they're planning to do.
Well, I do know we've got a few questions on the ballot. We've got obviously the different polling locations.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, those are all set.
We've got the polling locations set. There was the few changes, and people should be getting postcards in the mail either last week or early this week that will confirm your polling location if it changed. We did use these for the primary, but the ones that changed in the county are Boone 2, which was at DMAC, but now is switched across the road to the Open Bible Church. Mm-hmm. And then we had the one that used to be at the library for Boone 4.
Fourth Ward.
Yep. Now they're at Central Christian Church. So we kept them just in the same, the same block, but we have much better parking and just to access the facilities.
The accessibility.
It's a lot, lot easier for people. So you won't have to hopefully walk as far as you did. And people can find them a little easier. Yeah. We're trying to sign those really well so people can find where they're supposed to be. And then we did have a change for the city of Madrid, where all three wards in Madrid used to be in the community room, but the city's decided to repurpose that building. Mm-hmm. So they are making city offices there so that we don't have access to use it anymore. So we did move all three Madrid wards around the corner to the library, to their community room in the library. And people really like that one too. It's a little smaller room, but we've combined their precincts into one for this election, so they don't have they should have plenty of room, and it's a nice place to vote.
Everything's all the same anyway.
Yep.
All right, so questions on the ballot, and I know we've got, obviously there's two constitutional questions, so if people did their reading and they're studying on that.
Right.
Boone does have the referendum.
Yes, bond the city referendum. Of Boone.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, and that's just in the city of Boone.
Yep.
But in the rural part, we've got a question regarding townships and townships. And this is something I know you brought to the supervisors because difficulty in finding candidates, really.
It is. That's kind of just an administrative change that we are hoping to see happen. A lot of counties have gone to appointed township officials rather than elected. And it's a process that can take a few years. If every township doesn't agree this time to do it, you know, and we can, for years, we might have half of them be one way and half the other, but it will make things a little simpler on the back end. Townships, finding officials to run is a really, really hard task. I always joke with our people that it's one of those jobs that you either find your own replacement or you wait till you die, because we're not letting you leave once we get you. But what happens? Oh. Yeah, once, I mean, it's one of those, it's like, you know, if your dad was the township, then you inherit that job as the son, you know, kind of thing. But we have trouble sometimes getting those names on the ballot. Sure. And then that causes, well, first off, it makes every township have to have its own ballot right now. So that's an expense that, you know, that the taxpayers are bearing. Yep. And so if we get where they're appointed, they won't have to be on the ballot anymore. So then we can just simplify and just have the one rural ballot or whatever, mm-hmm. instead of 17 different ballots. That makes it easier for us as the people administering that election, and all of our poll workers, and it is a cost savings, yeah. too. Okay. Yeah. But the one thing that happens right now, the way it's done, so we have a vacancy, you know, like somebody doesn't put their name on the ballot to be a township trustee.
Sure.
Well, so then everybody writes in their brother-in-law or somebody else. So we'll get it back, and we'll have 10 people that have one write-in vote.
Yep.
So then we have to put their names in a hat, draw a name out, then figure out how to contact that person that we just drew their name out.
Sure.
Then we call them up and say, guess what? Congratulations. You just won being the township. And then they say, no, I don't want to be that. So we end up with the same vacancy after we've wasted a lot of resources to get to that point. So we're just hoping that the same people that are township officials now, I can't ever foresee a time when the Board of Supervisors would say, oh, we don't want you. Because if they have a willing participant, we're going to keep them for as long as they want to be there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just a process. It's just to make it just a cleaner, simpler process. And it's not anything unusual. Like I said, most counties are switching to that anyway. So we're putting it out there to see what happens.
Well, we have that.
Yes.
Now, people need to remember, one side is party, flip the ballot, because there's a lot of other things on the backside.
Right, yep. And people always ask, the one question we get a lot of is, do I have to vote for these judges, or do I have to do this backside? Do I have to do, and if you want to walk in and get your ballot and vote for one race, you know, the only thing you want to do is vote for Diane Patrick for auditor, you know, which would be really silly because I'm unopposed this time, but you know, you can write one vote on that ballot and it still counts that. Yes, you don't have to do any of the yes or no's on the back. You don't have to, you know, you can do, if you want to only vote for the president, that is allowable.
Yeah.
We don't have the single party vote anymore. That's probably the second most asked question we get.
Because I know a lot of people ask that.
Yes, and they always, you know, that used to be something that was allowed by Iowa code, but they took that off the ballot. So now you cannot do a straight party ticket anymore. So you have to vote each race that you want to vote, but you don't have to do them all if you don't want to.
I was going
to
say, because we have hospital trustees there. We've got extension.
Yep. We've got all that stuff.
Soil water conservation.
Yep. Yeah. And again, those are all things that we don't have any opposed races, except once we get down to the county level, supervisors are the only thing that
the
we
only
have.
The only one that's contested at the county level.
Yep.
So. All right. So election day. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, early voting permitted. Auditor's office. You can come in generally
actually
between
downstairs. It's
in the downstairs.
In the atrium. We're staffing it down there the whole day. It used to be the beginning of the day and the end of the day, but with this new system,
much easier.
To do the uploads and downloads and stuff is a lot easier on our side. So we decided we'll just staff it the whole time, so we don't have that confusion for people. It's gonna happen. It'll be downstairs.
And again, if you hadn't registered. You can register at the poll. That's something still permitted.
Yes. Now, this is the last day that people can come register without proving their residence.
Yep.
So it's starting tomorrow. People, when they register, it's considered an election day registration, which means you're going to have to prove where you live, too. So if your driver's license doesn't have your current address on it, be prepared to show a piece of mail or something like that that has
The updated address,
yep.
utility bill, whatever.
Yeah,
whatever.
And we'll walk you through that process. It's very simple. It's just,
have to bring that.
Yep, we do.
Challenge.
Yeah.
We got that. Yep. And then and I know if they don't get their absentee ballots back in and stuff, and sometimes you end up with people coming to the poll and I lost my ballot and stuff like that. So you can do...
Well, first, let me say that we're still having some people that have requested mailed ballots come show up to vote at the courthouse.
Okay.
And we really discourage that. To mail out one of those ballots costs about $7. And so my little auditor heart and brain is saying, please, please don't waste that $7 of the taxpayer money, because it's the exact same ballot. So if you bring it with you you can come up to my office and fill it out just there and leave it with us.
Yeah.
But please use the one that we mailed you. It has return postage on it for the people that want to mail it back. It doesn't have to be mailed back. It can be dropped off at our mm-hmm. office. Again, if you call us, we'll run down and pick it up from you. But every one of those mailed ballots, though, needs to be back in my office by the time the polls close on Election Day. So we're looking at 8 p.m. on November 5th. Okay. Got to have that back. There's no more postmark and getting it after like it used to be. It's got to be in my office. So please keep that in mind. And if it gets close and you haven't mailed it back, you're probably going to want to deliver it or have somebody deliver it for you. There's instructions in mm-hmm. the envelope that tell you how to go about that. There's the state law now limits who can bring them back and how many people can bring back and all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. So yes, they should be hand delivered if you don't get them mailed, fairly soon. But anyway, so we have that.
All right, that part. Yep. Any other quick reminders for them?
Don't
keep registering.
Because, right, and voterready.iowa.gov is going to be where you can go track your, if you do mail it back and you want to see have they received it mm-hmm. yet, all that. That's your voterready.iowa.gov is your tool for all the stuff election.
So, big question most people ask. We've never really had a problem with election security or integrity.
Right. We have an amazing system, amazing people helping to keep it good. We're very proud of our elections.
Okay.
Yep.
Don't forget, you just don't keep going back in if you think you're inactive. That's a lot of extra work.
Right.
Never even thought of that, about because you have to do each one, no matter if you got one in the morning and they come back with another one in the afternoon, you got to do it again.
Yep, we do.
I know people are going, well, that's just doesn't make sense, but that's what happens.
Nature of the beast.
That's what goes on with it, too. All right, Election Day, 7 in the morning till 8 in the evening?
Yep.
7 a.m.
till 8 p.m. 7 a.m. till 8 p.m., yep.
And your regular polling places, you can find those very easily.
Yep, voterready.iowa.gov.
There we go. Dan, thanks for coming in and joining
us.
And try to talk about... Again, some of the issues that you have at your office, but you got enough election workers, I think.
Yep, I think we're doing good. People can still put their name in for future elections if you're interested.
All right. And you got to go to election training.
Yep.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you.